Okay, Chevra, let's begin the next Mishnah. On Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, the Mishnah tells me that Hamecham Shepinahu lo yitain the tocho tsoni bishvil sheyechamu avonosin hu latocho o latocha kos kidei lahavshiram. Meaning that if I have a mecham, which is apparently a kumkmus of chamen, it's like a something that was used to heat up water, so you're not allowed to put any cold water into the mecham in order to warm it, but you are allowed to put into a mecham kidei lahavshiran. You're allowed to put enough cold water into the mecham in order that the water won't become hot, but the water will just become warm. That's the pashtus in the Mishnah, which means that a little bit of cold water bishvul sheyechamu is going to be aser. More hot water, kedei lahavshiran, that's going to be mutter. Now the problem with the Mishnah is two words, l'toich hakos. No? Because the Mishnah says that in the Mecham is a kli rishon. So I understand in the kli rishon I'm not allowed to put stuff in kedei sheyechamu. But a kos is a kli sheni. And a kli sheni, l'chorei, I am allowed to put in kedei lahachem. So how come the Mishnah says that in the coast I'm only allowed to put in kidei lahavshiran? Right? By implication, the Mishnah means that I'm not allowed to put in kidei sheyechamu in a coast. Why would that be true? So the Bar Tanura learns that our Mishnah is following the opinion that Kli Sheni is mevashel. Right? Which would be an amazing thing. Because the Gemara on Mem Amud Beis derived from an episode of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avimi followed Rebbe, and you see that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, but now I have an offender Mishnah that Kli Sheni is Mevashel. How do I paskin? Well, halacha, we paskin Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, but it ain't as pasha as we thought. That's the way the Bar Tanura takes it. There are other Rishonim who have a different approach entirely. The Ran on Chof Amar Aleph and Dape Harif, and the Ritva, they basically say that maybe everything in the Kli Sheni we call Hefshar. Maybe even though the temperature reaches a temperature of Lahachem, it reaches what we would call Yad Soledes, nonetheless it's considered, it's called Hefshar when it's in a Kli Sheni, by definition. Right? So when it says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to put Latoch HaKos Kedei LaHavshir, that means that Latoch HaKos is categorically considered Kedei LaHavshir. If you look at the Ran on Chof Amar Aleph, the Dapei Harif, he writes, by Kli Sheni, B'chol Gavne it's Mutter, Afi Lutfei MeHavshir, since it's a Kli Sheni, it's not Mevashel L'may Nechosh. The app of God did not note in the Tocha or the Tocha Kos Kedei Lahavshir, Lo Tezuk Mino de Tfeme Hefshir, Afil the Kli Sheni is Osir, Delessa, Elo Mishun the Kli Sheni, Inu Mavasho, Chamin Shalo, Hefshir Karile. Inami Mishum Mechana, Mishum Mecham, not Yotachi. In other words, according to the Bar Tanura, our Mishnah is following the opinion that Kli Sheni is Mavasho. But according to the Ran, so our Mishnah is assuming that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, and the Mishnah we have to doctor up. Now, Kevan Shehiganu Lakach, we can answer a difficult Taz. That same Taz that we encountered way back when in Simin Tzadi Bey Sif Katin Lamed. The famous Taz about whether you are allowed to do Hagalas Kalim with the ladle. Remember, is the ladle Dino Kikli Rishon, or is the ladle Dino Kikli Sheni? So the Taz was a big champion in the fact that it's considered a Kli Rishon. Ultimately, at the very end of the Taz, he quotes a Taisus in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Gimel is Mesupik about this. Therefore, he says, maybe don't use it to kasher, but he holds fundamentally, as all these rayas, that a ladle is considered a kli rishon. Now, at the end of that taz, in the same taz, he writes, if I have a ladle, and it's a kli rishon, it's only a kli rishon zakhtetaz, kol zman there is liquid in it. If I take that ladle that's full of hot chicken soup and I dump out the hot chicken soup, so then it will revert to a kli sheni. He brings this yesaid from a Trumas Hadashin. The Trumas Hadashin had the famous svara that is discussed in Yerideyasim and Sadi Dala, the svara of Makushar. Makushar is a complicated inyan. Basically what it means is that when I stick a fleshik spoon into a milcha gapat, right? So that fleshik spoon presumably should become treif. No, because it should become basar b'chalav. It was fleshik, and now milk is going into it. Zuck the Shumas Hadesh and the Yisai, the Kozman, the spoon is inside the pot, so all of the milk is mechubar to all the milk. And the milk that is absorbed in the spoon is mekushar to the milk in the pot, and therefore it won't become treif at that moment. At the moment when I take the spoon out of the pot, it also can't become treif, zuck the Shumas Hadashin, because by that time when I take it out of the pot, it's a kli sheni. So the Taz says, whoa, Rebbeinu, the kli alma. There's a Shumas Hadashin against me because I, Taz, hold that the ladle is deen like a kli rishon, and the Shumas Hadashin is saying that it can't become treif, memanashach, when it's in the pot. When I have my fleshik spoon in the milchik pot, it's not treif because all the milk is makushar. All the milk is connected to all the milk, and therefore, what? It's not going to be separated out, and there's no. We don't view it like there's any milk specifically in this spoon. It's all makushar to everything else. It's all going to be bottle, etc. You take it out, there's a little bit of milk left in. Oh, by that time, there's a little bit of bleas of milk left in, but by that point, it's already a klisheni, and klisheni doesn't become asr. So the Taz asks, hold it, dude, fellow, Shumas Hadeshin, you're against me, because I hold that a ladle is a kli rishon. And the Shumas Hadeshin is saying that when you pull the spoon out, it's now a kli sheni, and it can't become treif. So frek the Taz, is the Shumas Hadeshin against me? So the Taz says, no, the Shumas Hadeshin can't be against the holy Taz. Rather, zuck the Taz, if the ladle has liquid in it, it blibes a kli rishon. But once the liquid leaves, right, in the case of the Trumas Hadeshin, I'm removing an empty spoon from the pot. And my shayla is only on the bleas in that spoon, on the milchig of bleas. Right, maybe it should create basar b'chalav in the balua, in the calf. For that, says the Trumas Hadeshin, no. Then it is a kli sheni. Okay, famous Taz, right? That only when there's liquid in it does it have the din of a kli rishon. So I don't understand. Frek the egle tal in ofe sifkatin chavtes.
So I know, I hope when I take the fleshik spoon out of the milchik pot, it becomes neutral.
It remains a fleshik spoon. There's a fleshik spoon beforehand. And it can't become milch, it can't become basar b'chalav in this spoon. Because it's a klisheni the moment you take it out. It might be both milchik and fleshik, but it's not basar b'chalav. Hey, it couldn't be basar b'chalav. When it's in the pot, when I take it out, it's also not basar b'chalav. It's a famous Taz. This is the Taz that's relevant for the Heiliger double dip.
Doesn't it have the
tam basar b'chalav? It has some. You see, I can have a keli that tastes like milk and meat inside it, but it's not basar b'chalav. To become basar b'chalav, it has to be in a kli rishon. It has to be that you cook the basar and the chalav together. Let's say I have some basar that was absorbed in the keli a week ago, and now I cook milk in that keli. It's not basar b'chalav. It's both milchiks and fleshiks.
Let's talk about a case of butter, ben yomah.
Even ben yomah, in this case, zuck the Shumas Hadeshin, it does not become basar b'chalav because it's a kli sheni, and eino mevasha, it's not basar b'chalav, right? Okay, so the Egloi Tal asks a question. The Egloi Tal says, one second. L'cha'ayra, what the Taz is saying, is an empty kli loses its din of a kli rishon. But in our Gemara, Rav Ada Bar Masna says that if I have a mechum and I emptied that mechum of water, I should not put mayim mu'atim into it, because that will be mevashel. According to the... how is it a problem? It's going to be mevashel, right? Once it's empty, it has a din of a kli sheni. If it has a din of a kli sheni, it's not mevashel, right? Remember, Rav Adam Bar Masna learns the Mishnah that mechum shepina mimenu mayim, right? When I empty the keli, I had a pot that I cooked hot water in. Now I poured all that hot water out, so it's empty. Zakti Gemara, Rav Adam Bar Masna says, don't put cold water in that keli now, because you'll be mevashalat. Don't put a little bit of cold water in.
The Rashi says the translation of Mechum Shapiro, he just took it all off the fire.
Whoa, within Rav Adam Bar Masna or within Abaye? That the taich of Mechum Shepina is a machlekes version 1 in the Gemara or version 2 in the Gemara. Version 1 in the Gemara is saying Mechum Shepina mimenu mayim chamin. You pour out the hot water, you're not allowed to put a little bit of cold water into that. I thought that was Abaya in the Hemshech HaGemara. Rav Adar Bar Masna, version 1 in the Gemara, is saying that I emptied the keli of the hot water. Maskifla Abaya, that's not what the word means. Right? Rav Adar Bar Masna is saying you have a keli of a pot of hot water that you empty out. I'm not allowed to put cold water into that pot. So Abaya disagrees. He says that's not the taich of the words. Mechum shepinahu means that you removed the keli from the fire, right? But you did not remove the liquid from the keli. It doesn't say mecha shepina mimenu mayim. It says mecha shepinahu, right? That's the machlekes. But within version 1 of the Gemara, within Rav Adar Bar Masna, I'm not allowed to put cold water into a keli that I emptied of water. Why? I'll be mevashel the water. But hello, rabbis, future rabbis, right? Future rabbis. Versteh nicht. Why should I not put cold water into that keli? L'maisa, the Taz taught me that a keli that is empty of water is by definition a kli sheni. So why should I not put water in?
You have the old question about dofnos or mechamamos.
So it relates to our discussion of dofnos and mechamamos. Apparently the Taz understands that I only say the serve dofnos of mechamamos when there's some liquid in the keli. Once the keli is empty, I no longer say dofnos of mechamamos, as I say in Taz. Right? Again, this task would also be against my shtickle taira of back and forth and back, right? Which, by the way, if you want to marry makom for the back, forth, and back issue, look in the Magen Avraham Reish Nun Zayin Sif Katan Yud Dalet. Reish Nun Zayin, 257, Sif Katan 14. That Magen Avraham is speaking about the inyan of Hatmana, rather than Bishul. Our conversation was about Bishul, though, and the three Megadim. Then Reish Nun Zayin Yud Daled says that the Magen Avraham only means, right, the Magen Avraham only means the Inyan Hatmana. Afim Hatzil Kli Rishayin. Right? That's that construction that Magen Avraham, I ain't sure. But again, Frek the Egle Tal. The Chora, the Taz is against Rav Adar Bar Masna in the Gemara. No? Now, it's worth noting that the Rif does not quote Rav Adar Bar Masna in the Gemara at all. The Rif only quotes the Perish of Abaye in the Gemara. Now, Abaye and Rav Adar Bar Masna seem to be disagreeing about two points. One technical, and the other whether I pass a grip Shimon Reb Yehuda. Okay? Yeah.
Could be your expense to say it's all late.
Speak.
So why isn't Abaya's casement still on the fire?
I thought it's still on the fire.
Why not? It's all
I'll say it like this. Mechum is a Klevishin. The din throughout Shas is when I'm talking about Klevishin, I'm talking about Klevishon bein al gabe ha'esh, bein shalo al gabe ha'esh.
Yeah, but if the Machlekes is you're doing it, it's talking about taking the whole thing off or just taking water from inside of it. Isn't that what Abayatariyam?
Even, is that what?
Abayatariyam is of Machlekes, no?
Mitzarev.
No, not Mitzarev, because none of the other Pinoy, because whether it's Pinoy is talking about.
Pinahu or Pinoy Mimenu Mayim. It's like, that's a linguistic issue.
Right, so if that's, but that's part of his Machlekes, right? So if it's not. Even according to that,
taking
off the whole thing from the fire.
I thought so.
No, but I'm saying, then why is...
I mean, you want to learn that Rav Adi Bar Masna has the Mechum still on the fire.
Why does the fire care so much otherwise about the Pinoy thing? He did take it off according to
Rav. Because the age of water... No, because Abaya is asking that the Lushan doesn't imply that you emptied it of water. The Lushan implies... Huh? Well, he does. According to Rav Adi Bar Masna, when the Mishnah says, Mechum Shepinahu, what it means is if I empty that Mechum of water, the Mechum is no longer on the Eish, I emptied it of water, I'm not supposed to put a small amount of cold water in, because I'll be Bishul of the cold water. Right? That's Rav Adi Bar Masna. Abaya says, maybe that's true lahalacha, but that's not what the words mean. Right, because mechum shepinahu doesn't mean that you emptied it of water. And furthermore, there's like the detailed issue that if you emptied it of water, maybe it's going to be usher to add more water to it because of the mitzarech that we'll have to talk about.
Yeah, okay. Not a mitzarech issue, but the pinah issue. Abai's whole problem, part of Abai's whole problem is the linguistic issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even according to Abada, it's referring to the mechum. Taking it off, and then you have if you're running like this, right? In the point there, I don't have issues. You're taking off the whole thing, and then there's a machlekes. Okay, what happened next? Did they pour all the water out, or did you pour more water into it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it better to say that according to Abada, he left it on the fire, and Abai is arguing. What do you mean? And then he poured the water out of it, but he left it on the fire, and then Abai is telling him.
I don't think. I think first of all, the mitzias is just like not so eisgehalten. What?
Why would you be allowed to add in water while it's still
in the fire? I shouldn't be. Right, that's the point. There's alcohol. There's for sure some issur d'rabbanan in that, and I don't know. So the pashtus is now according to Adi Bar Masna. I have an empty former klevishon, right? And I'm not allowed to put water into it. But if the taz is right, so now it's a klesheni once it's empty. And if it's a klesheni, I should be allowed to put water into it. So you know what the answer is? The Bar Tanura. Unzer Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds that there's bishul even in the klesheni. Look at the Egli Tosef Gotten Chavtes. He's slightly more complicated than the way I presented it now. But the Iker Yesod is that you can't prove from our, right? Again, we have a kasha from our Mishnah. Isn't our Mishnah against the Taz? No, it's not. Because the Taz would say, I'm learning the Mishnah like the Bar Tanura. That Kli Sheni is Mefashal. Mechum Shepinahu, right, has a din of a Kli Sheni. But Kli Sheni is Mefashal. Good morning, Vietnam. Okay. The Gemara's main conversation over here relates to the din of Tziruf. Tziruf is as follows. If I have a keli that was heated up in order to make the keli remain as a keli, you have to cool it down quickly. Mashallah Mahadavadoma, this summer we went to Corning, and if you ever saw the way they blow glass, right? So when the glass is really hot, right? It's going to be like a few thousand degrees. It's all soft. In order to harden the glass, to make it a keli, you have to pour cold water on it very quickly. And kamamish here, like, it's unbelievable the way they do these things. And the same thing with melting, with forming a keli out of metal, you have to do tziruf. Tziruf means that you harden the keli. Tziruf is an iser of makib patish. Rashi writes that on the top of Amid Beis. Haloi mitzareif, zok Rashi, when you have a clay matras cham and you put sonin into it, you're mechazik the kli, v'zuhi gemar meleches hatzarfin. Shereseichas ha'or mifah pa'aso v'kovel hishaver v'amayim mitzarfin papu'av. But basically the keli is going to break if it's not hardened. What you do is you put cold water on it and you harden the keli. So our Gemara is bothered. How am I allowed to be nosein letocho soinein kidei lahafshir? Right? How can I take this keli and put a lot of cold water in it in order to warm it up, to warm the cold water? Frak the Gemara, shouldn't that be mitzarev? So version one of the Gemara of Adabar Masna says, not such a problem, because we're going like Reb Shimon, that Dover She'eno Miskavein is mutter. Right, over here, right, Dover She'eno Miskavein means, I do a Maisa, and there may or may not be a result. Because my kavana is not for that result of Isser, it's going to be mutter. The Isser may or may not happen. So I'm putting the cold water into this keli, and it may or may not become hardened. It's a davar she'ein miskavein. Davar she'ein miskavein is mutter. That is Rav Ada Bar Masna. Abaya says that our Mishnah is going like the opinion that davar she'ein miskavein is aser. Abaya learns the Mishnah that Mechem Shepinahu is not an empty keli, but it's a keli that's full of some residual water, right? You just take the keli off the fire, so therefore there's no issue of tziruf in that situation. But in a situation where the keli would be empty, so Abaya says that it would be also to add cold water to that keli, out to the din of mitzaref. That's what the Gemara says. Now, Abaye is saying that our Mishnah is shelo aliva dehilchasa. No? Because we pask in the halacha like Reb Shimon, that davar she'eino miskaven is permitted. Abaye says, that's wonderful, great, but our Mishnah cannot go like Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah has to go like Reb Yehuda, because the Mishnah says Mechem Shepinahu Pina Mimenu Mayim would for sure be Aser, and that goes like Reb Yehuda. Ad Kan Divrei HaGemara. This really makes the Rif's citation only of Abaye very difficult, because Rav Ada Bar Masna is learning our Mishnah in a way that it goes aliba de hilchasa. He says that our Mishnah is going according to the Tanna Reb Shimon, who we paskin like. The fact that the Rif is only quoting one shita, and the one shita that the Rif on Yitessa Mebez and Dapei HaRif quotes is the shita of Abaya, when Abaya goes like the wrong Tanna, Abaya goes like Reb Yehuda rather than Reb Shimon, that is difficult. Okay, Ashvera Rif. Now, when we say that I'm mitzarev, and it's a mutter because it's a davar she'eino miskaven, right, within Reb Shimon, right, Rav Ada Bar Masna says that if you have the mechum, which is emptied of water, and you put a lot of cold water in, it's permitted because it's a davar she'eino miskaven. So Fret Taisvis, it's like the second wide line in the Taisis. Taisis says, V'tzarech lomar d'lo hevi psik reshe, she yachol lios she lo yitzarif. The psik reshe mode Reb Shimon. V'had a parach halom mitzarif hachi ko amar halo shema mitzarif. Right, that's the line in Taisus that I want to talk about. Taisus is saying, I have it as a second wide line in the Taisus, and mem aleph amid beis yimasam mecham. Again, it could be that my pages are slightly different. I think in some of the newer gemaras they have like a slightly different. This part of the Tzuras Hadaf is different, in the, but your gemara should be the same as mine. The second wide line Taisus says with tzarech leimah, middle of the line. Mitzarech lomah, it's not a psik reisha. Why? Because it could be that you won't be mitzarech. Because by psik, Reb Shimon is moda by psik reisha, it's going to be aser. Meaning to say, lacha ora, that what Tosis means is if I put a lot of cold water into this keli, lav davka will I be mitzarech. Because sometimes the keli is hot enough to be mitzarif, sometimes it's not hot enough to be mitzarif, I don't know. So it's really a davar she'eino miskaveh. I'm not sure whether or not I will end up being mitzarif. Even though the Gemara asks, halo mitzarif, which sounds like, ah, you're for sure going to be mitzarif, zok taisvis, the Gemara doesn't mean that you're definitely going to be mitzarif. Right? Rather, what the Gemara means is that Shema Mitzarev. Maybe you'll be Mitzarev. It's really a classical Dover Sheina Miskaven. Now, Taisus does not explain why this would be a Dover Sheina Miskaven. Right? Dover Sheina Miskaven means I do Pu'ula A, and in the future, Pu'ula B may or may not happen. In this case, Taisus doesn't get into the details. I'm adding cold water to this keli. L'chayra I'll be mitzarif. So Taisus says, no, it's not a psikresha that you'll be mitzarif. But he doesn't really give us the mitzias as to why that's true. You had a question, Chazan?
Oh, so this touches on the whole issue of psikresha with
shalobar. So that's...
You don't have the mitzias.
So that's exactly what we're going to get to. Wait. So now, in the Rishonim, many ask this question. The same kasha Taisus asks, isn't it a psik reisha? And different Rishonim present different answers. The Ravid is quoted by the Rashba here on Mem Aleph on the base. And the Ravid is also quoted by the Ramban on Yud Tes on the base, but not Beharif. The Ravid says that our Gemara is Kaidim Matan Torah. Meaning, we know throughout Maseches Shabbos that Moder Reb Shimon by Psik Reisha. But says the Ravid, that wasn't always true. There was a time in history when we thought that Reb Shimon is going to say Dovah Shein Miskaven is Mutter even by a Psik Reisha. And he tries to prove this in the Gemara later on, in Reb Lezer de Mila. And he says, that's exactly what our Gemara means. When our Gemara, Zuck the Ravid says, halo mitzaref, our Gemara means it's a psik reisha that you'll be mitzaref. The great answer is it goes like Reb Shimon. You know why? Because Reb Shimon, at this point in history, at the stage of Mem Aleph and Mem Beis and Shabbos, Reb Shimon says that even by a psik reisha, davar sheino miskaven is mutter. I don't have kavona, it's mutter. Aye, it's inevitable, it's still mutter. Right? Reb Shimon, at this stage in history, says the Ravid holds, that psik reisha is not going to be aser. But comes along the Ramban. The Ramban says that's not reasonable. Because l'cha'ira, we have no evidence that our Gemara is going with this dochaka hava amina from Perkei Blazer de Mila, that Reb Shimon is matir even by a psik reisha. That doesn't seem reasonable. Rather, Maybe the reason why this case is not a psikresha, zok the Ramban, is two separate reasons. One reason the Ramban says is Shema lohi giyalat siruf af al pishin ischamim harbe shahamayim shahayubo monin also. You see, the classical case of tziruf, what's done in Corning, New York, or wherever they make metal kelim, the same, it's made very similar to the way they make glass. The classic tziruf is that you make a keli, and then you put the cold water on to harden the keli. The pashtus is that you're not making a keli and cooking in the keli at the same time. Our mission is like a very funny scenario. Mecham shepina mimenu mayim. That means that I am cooking water in the keli before the tziruf, before the keli was fully hardened. That's not a usual situation. And says the Ramban, perhaps in this case, tziruf will never take place. When you put the cold water on, it will never harden the keli. So when we say this case is really a davar she'ein miskaven, not a psikresha, I think what we're saying is that this case is so unusual. You're using a keli before you harden the keli. Azavait, such a weird thing. We don't know if in such a situation tziruf will ever take place. We have no idea. This is mudna. It's weird. It's muzar, for those of you who learned in Israel. It's not a normal situation. Therefore, it's not a psik resha. That is mahalach one. Mahalach two in the Ramban. Vishema.
The Gemara says
Shema,
like it might come to zero. This is saying
that the Gemara says, Haloi you're being mitzarev. If we say that, we're going like Rib Shimon, that Tavish and the Miskavin is mutter.
But then, why there is zero
happening? Well, Tosis already told me that the Gemara doesn't mean that it's a psik ratio. So that's the Gemara's question. I'm not saying it will never happen. We don't know if it will happen or won't happen. Right? If I understand Ramban version 1 properly, and again, it could be that Ramban version 1 is the same as Tosfos, it could be, it's hard to know, Tosfos doesn't say anything, but I think what we're saying is that we just don't know the Metzius. If you have a Keli that was used before they finished the keli, before they did the tziruf, so mehechatesi, this keli will ever attain tziruf. I haven't got the foggiest idea. That's basically the way the Tosfos possibly, and Ramban version 1 probably, is learning. Yes, Shimi.
Doesn't it deal with the first Tosfos that says that
So, maybe that's the Pshat and Taisis also. There is something called Higia Letziruf, which means that the Keli is hot enough that Tziruf can happen to it. Zok Taisis at the top, Stam Keli, Stam Mechum, reached that temperature. But I'm still not 100% sure it did, so maybe that's the Pshat and Taisis. Maybe it didn't reach the temperature. I don't know exactly. Tosfos tells me that it's not a psikresha that you're going to be mitzarev. Why is it not a psikresha? I have two possibilities. Either maybe the keli was never hot enough. That's a suffix, I would say, l'sha avar. Did the keli get hot enough? Or it's suffix in the mitzias of this keli. Or it could be it's a global suffix that maybe that's how the Ramban is learning, that because the keli was used to cook beforehand, so mehechatesis tziruf can ever happen. No idea.
Fire is fire, water is water, and metal is metal. It's going to change what the process.
I'm not a metallurgist. I don't know.
And we have a similar case by pottery or something. The clay and oven, they cook them with the arbush. And you see when you cook them in the food, they're going to finish the oven.
The sugya about Yeshev Achitzim Bapas in the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, that's similar. That's like the opposite, though. That's saying that if you have an earthenware oven and you haven't fired it yet, you haven't used it at one time to cook with, it's never going... It's not an oven, right? Over here, we have to cool it down. There you have to heat it up, right? It's working in opposite directions. So that's Ramban version 1. Ramban version 2. Shema kiver nitzraf koidim shenase kli v'achav ein siruf zeh tikun loy. Maybe it already had siruf. You see, I can make a keli out of metal that's already been hardened. Or I can make a keli out of metal that was not yet hardened. Zokli Ramban, maybe this metal was already hardened once. So that's why it's not a psik ratio. Comes along the Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Tes Zayin, and the Bir Halacha says, what I see from this Ramban is that the Ramban agrees with the Taz regarding Safek Psik Resha. You see, Safek Psik Resha sounds like a contradiction in terms. Psik Resha means that it's inevitable. Safek Psik Resha means it's not inevitable. If it's not inevitable, it's not a psik ratio. What's a suffix? It sounds like a contradiction in terms. But rather, suffix psik ratio that we're talking about is a suffix lisha avar. The classical case of this is as follows. In Simin Shin Tes Zayin, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that there's an issur to trap animals on Shabbos. If the animal that I'm trapping is bemino nitzayid, if I'm trapping something that's usually trapped, so that would be an issur d'oraisa. If it's ein b'mino nitzod, so trapping such an animal is an iser d'rabbanan. Now, if I have a lot of flies around, and I wonder, am I allowed to close my box, my bread box, when there are lots of flies around? So the Torah quotes that Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal Sefer HaTruma, Rabbeinu Baruch says, don't close your bread box completely. Stick a knife in so that there's a tiny little crack so that the flies could get out. So there's no iser of tzot. The Torah says, close the box completely. What's the big deal? Everyone and their uncle jumps up and down. The Beis Yosef jumps up and down and says, hey, Torah, you're a nice fellow and all that. But L'cha'ora, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to completely cover a kaveras shel devarim. I'm not allowed to completely cover a beehive, because that would be tzad. And here also, if I completely cover the flies, that's an issur of tzad. So everyone asks, you know, Torah, how can you say that you're allowed to close it completely? So various and sundry answers are given. Some say that bread boxes are bigger than beehives, right? And okay, that's like the Beis Yosef says about that. Nosato dvarecho l'shiurim. So then they'd have a distinction between a small bread box. Like, that doesn't sound like so reasonable. So the Beis Yosef doesn't like the Torah. The Torah says you're allowed to close it completely. Zuck the Beis Yosef, the Torah is wrong. But comes on the Taz. And the Taz says, I am going to defend the honor of the Torah. When the Torah says you're allowed to close the box completely, the Torah doesn't write mamish that you're allowed to do it legamre. The Torah writes, ein sarach li zahir kolkach. You don't have to be so careful. Comes on the Taz, he says, what the Torah means is that if I have a bunch of flies around, what I should do is like make with the hand, try to shoo those flies away, and then close it. And the reason why it's going to be mutter to close it once I shoo the flies away is because once I shoo the flies away, I'm not sure that there are any flies that remain in the bread box. And then I'm allowed to close the bread box. Because that is called the suffix secretion. I don't know if there are flies. Im timtzalaymar, there are flies. By closing the bread box, I'm in violation of the Isra Tzad. But it's Isra Tzad midrabonim. But im tim tzalaymar, that there are no flies, I'm not violating this tzedah, because I don't know if any flies remain after I mach with the hand, after I kick the flies away. I don't know if any flies remain. So therefore, the Taz says I'm allowed to close the bread box once I mach with the hand, once I get rid of the flies. And this is called the suffix psikresha in the Taz's Lashon. Because the psikresha lisha avar, it's a suffix lisha avar, on the tzad that there are flies. It's, I shouldn't close the box. On the tzad that there are no flies, I can close the box. If it's a suffix lisha avar, so it comes along the Taz, he says that's going to be mutter. Because a suffix lisha avar is just like a suffix lahaba. And just like in the suffix lahaba, I'm going to say it's a davishin of miskaven and it's mutter. By suffik lishavar, it's a davishin of miskaven and it's mutter. Ad kan divrei hataz. Once I only hear from Ari first.
Really, any davishin of miskaven should be a suffik psikresha.
According to the Taz, it's exactly the same thing.
So according to people,
and else, it's it should be. According to what?
Everyone else, it should be the same thing. Because really, every time it's not a psikresha, it means it's suffik.
Correct.
So
davar shena misgaven is mutter, and the suffix psikresha is mutter. It's all mutter.
Not everybody holds that way.
Well, I just said a taz. All we did so far say a taz. Hey, the taz holds this way. Taz holds there's no difference between the suffix lahaba and the suffix lishava. By the way, and the Mishnah Brura paskins like this taz. Mishnah Brura in Mishin Tazayin Sukkot and Tazayin passes like the Taz. We'll talk about the Mishnah Brura in greater detail in a minute.
Because both should be
Sukkot
and Shabbat anyway.
Why?
Let's say a piece of
Brura. Wait. Excellent Kasha. Wait. I want to ask that Kasha in 5 minutes. Yeah.
I think the doesn't the
Halacha
there say that it's
not
that
fun if
it's a
Rabboni?
You can even use that
to buy the. So the Shaila is, what's the source of the Kula by Suffolk Psikresha? So comes along the Bir Halacha in Shinta Zayin, he says, well, according to the Ramban, it's Mavur. Because the Ramban is saying that maybe Tziruf already took place. I don't know if this keli was hardened previously or not. On the tzad that this keli was hardened previously, it's not a problem to harden it or to add cold water to it. On the tzad it was never hardened previously, it is usur. But I don't know. And we paskin like Reb Shimon. So it's mutter. So subsecretion is going to be mutter. Now, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Tazayin, Sivkot Tazayin, is Kev on the Loihev El Asafik Psikresha Bimilse Dirabonon, because the case of the Taz is a fly, which is Ein Bimino Nitzod, so therefore the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel. He quotes from the Ramban, a Kula of Safik Psikresha. He doesn't say explicitly that according to the Ramban it's Doiraisa, and Be'etzem, these are two opinions in the Ramban Lahalon on Mem Beis. When I say Tziruf, that I harden the keli, is that Makeh B'Patish D'Oraisa? Or is that Makeh B'Patish Midrabonon? Makeh B'Patish D'Oraisa means that the keli is mamish, not usable beforehand. And now I make it a keli. Is that what Tziruf is? Maybe. But maybe Tziruf is a Makeh B'Patish Midrabonon. Why is that? Because maybe the real Makeh B'Patish is when like the full shape of the keli is there. You want to just make the keli a little bit harder. Maybe that's not a full Makeh B'Patish. Something along those lines. Bahayote, the Mishnah Brura, who's Mako on Suffolk Psikresha, the Mishnah Brura seems to only be Mako on Suffolk Psikresha by an Issa Dirabanan. Now, within the Mishnah Berurah's presentation, he writes that the Taz who's make on Suffolk Psikresha is against Reb Kiva Eger in Yerideya Simen Pei Zayin. You see, In Yeridei Pezayin, the Ramah in Sif Vav says that Yesh Omim Shelo Lachdos Tachas HaKedera Sha'ofa Bo Ha'akam, that I shouldn't Shemavashal Ba'akam, I shouldn't stoke the coals under the pot that the guy is cooking. Why not? Because of chashash that maybe now they're cooking basar in that pot, before they cooked cholov in the pot, and when I stoke, I'm going to be in violation of the Isser Bishul basar b'cholov. Now, that case is also a suffix l'sha avar. Now, you have to remember, in their times, they used to have like one big stove in the whole city, and everyone would come and cook on that stove. So sometimes a yid could be in a rush, and he wants his pot, which is on the big fire, to cook quickly. But if he'll be mechata the gecholim, he'll be also speeding up the cooking of the goy's pot. Zok the Rama, don't do that, because perhaps you'll be mevashel basar b'cholov. Now, I don't know for sure being mevashel basar b'cholov. Whether I'm being mevashel basar b'cholov or not depends on what the goy used in this pot yesterday. Right? If he used basar in the pot yesterday, now that he's cooking cholov, I could be mevashel basar b'cholov, but I don't know. So you see, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that suffix secretion is going to be osur. Right, that you can't tell me it's mutter because of davar she'ena miskaven. Because Dr. Kivega, davar she'ena miskaven is only on the suffix lahaba. The suffix l'sha'avar is going to be usher. Because it's a suffix d'oraisa. You have to be machmir in suffix d'oraisa. Now, l'man ha'emes, the bir halacha assumes that Reb Kiva Eger, there in Yerideya Pezayin, is arguing on the Taz here in Shintes Zayin. Avon Niralafiyin is Daiti, that there are three distinctions between Reb Kiva Eger's case and the Taz's case. Three distinctions. Distinction one might be based on my close read of the Mishnah Brura, where the Mishnah Brura over here is only make on Suffolk Psychoatia by an Isser Derabbanon. In that case, in Yerideya, it could be it's going to be an Isser D'oraisa, Bishul Basar B'cholov, if I stoke the coals under the guy's pot. So that's one distinction. Distinction number two So that's the tshuva of the Melamed Lahoel. The Melamed Lahoel writes, I gave you the Marimakim in the source sheets, I think. The Melamed Lahoel says that maybe you could be Mako on Suffolk Psychoatia in Shabbos, but not Mako on Suffolk Psychoatia by Basar B'cholov. Because on Shabbos I have a higher bar. It's called Melechas Machsheves. Kozman, my kavana is not complete kavana. It's going to be mutter. So maybe by Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. And that's why the Taz is Mekel. That's why the Ramban is Mekel. It's Mitzarif. Maybe that's all okay. But by Basar B'cholov, perhaps it's going to be a problem. Moreover, my third ha'ara is I don't understand this entire discussion. Because if that Rebbe Kiva Eger is commenting on the Ramah, the Ramah there in Yerideya Siman Pei Zayin Se'if Vav says, Yesh Omim Shelo Lachtos Tachas, with the Kedera that the Goy is cooking, whatever. But then he writes, V'koza Eino Ela Chumra Ba'alma, V'hamachmir Yachmir V'hameko Lo Hefzer. No? Is that the Lashon the Ramah there in Pei Zayin Se'if Vav? L'chatchil, I shouldn't do it. So why is it that l'chatchil I shouldn't do it, but b'di'evet if I did it, it's not going to be a problem. Lamaise, it's not really Bishul Basar B'cholov. Avoid it. But, right, ultimately it's not a problem. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because maybe it's a suffix secretion. That's why push comes to shove, we're going to be megal. Maybe l'chatchil, try to avoid this. Try not to stoke the coals, says the Rama. But, lamaise, it's a suffix secretion. Suffix secretion is going to be mutter. So the whole thing That the Mishnah Berurah is setting it up like there's a machlokas between the Taz and Reb Kiva Eger. It's not mistaber to me, because Reb Kiva Eger is only commenting on the Ramah there in Yerideya Pezayin, and the Ramah himself says this whole din is a chumrah. Right? That means Meikar Hadin, the Taz is right. Mechayra. Perhaps, again, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan there, in Yerideya Pezayin, he has a number of Mahalchim, and the Badei HaShulchan along the Urim has a number of Mahalchim as to why the Ramah is only a chumrah. That this is another mahalach, why it's only a chumrah. But bekitzer, suffik psik resha, the Mishnah Berurah is made on suffik psik resha by a milsa dirabonon. Biglau ze lo hivanti masha kosov bishmir shabbos kol chosa perek yud din tesvav. If Shlomo Zalman talks about a case, the first Shabbos I was ever serving as a rabbi, quote unquote, I was the summer rabbi in the Young Israel of Riverdale. Rabbi Willig. People here know Rabbi Willig? Right? In those days, his beard was much redder than it is now. So Rabbi Willig offered me to be the summer rabbi in his shul, and we stayed in the Willig apartment. So what happens is Friday night, we had put food in the refrigerator Erev Shabbos when we get to the apartment. Friday night, we go to open the refrigerator, Kimtzigay, and the refrigerator light goes on. Right? So, oh gosh. So what happens is what we did is we took all the food that was perishable out of the refrigerator. We brought to Rabbi Willig's neighbor down the hall, the Uzbans, the Rosh Hashiva in Riverdale. We asked him to hold the Willig's food over Shabbos, and we left the refrigerator open all Shabbos. That's what we did. We didn't close it. Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses, what about a situation where you're not sure if you unscrewed the refrigerator light bulb before Shabbos or not? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, this is a suffik psik resha. And he says, because it's a suffik psik resha, so according to the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah, you could be mekal on it. Nir lafi ani yisdaiti, that it's not pashut. Because the Mishnah Berurah is only mekal on the suffik psik resha and iser dirabonon. And he's probably going with that one opinion of the Ramban, that mitzareif is always dirabonon. So in the case of the refrigerator, I don't know if you could be mekal. Now, maybe tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem, we'll just have to continue this conversation because it's almost time for Mincha. I could take the question on the way down. Tomorrow, remind me to start off by talking about the Alter Rebbe in the Kuntres Achron and Reish Ayin Zayin, his approach to Suffolk Sukresha, and then we'll go weiter. Okay.